Greg, the Super Bowl and the Hindenburg omen. I get the feeling you're taking me down the rabbit hole this time. What? These are really odd sounding indicators.
Well, they are, and I think the rabbit hole has lots of interesting road signs, and they tell you which way you should go. And generally speaking, you shouldn't always go the way these widely popular indicators suggest.
Okay, so let's start off with the Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-25. How am I supposed to make money off of that knowledge?
Someone years ago, in fact, a couple people, Bob Stovall, then of Dean Witter, and a man named Leonard Coppett, who was with the New York Times, figured out that there was a little bit of a correlation between who won the Super Bowl and how the market did over the next 12 months. But to do that, they had to kind of jigger the teams to make this thing work right. So what they said was, if you take the 16 teams that are in the National Conference, and then you add in the three teams in the American Conference that used to be in the National Conference, if one of those teams won, then it'd be a good year. And if one of those 13 leftovers in the American Conference won, then it was going to be a bad year. They discovered that, surprisingly, with a 19-13 edge to begin with, that about 80% of the time, it worked.
Well, this is really stacking the deck, Greg. I mean, over the long course of history, the market has more up years than it has down years. So, of course, when you rig it so that the outcome of the Super Bowl is going to indicate an up market more often than a down market, well, of course there's a correlation. This is pretty silly.
Well, it is because, I mean, it's more for fun than for seriousness, but yeah. Some people do take it seriously. And when it was obvious a few weeks ago that two present or former NFS National Conference teams were in it, the market actually bulged because traders thought, well, this is a positive sign because other people will pay attention to it.
Now, let's go to this, the Hindenburg omen. I'm not familiar with it. What's that?
Well, the Hindenburg omen is an indicator that supposedly guesses only major market moves. It won't predict a bear market. It will predict a market crash. And so last August, second week of August, it predicted that crash. It said, we're not going to go down a little. We're going to really go down.
This indicator, it involves some technical equations and things that we just don't have time to go into, right?
No, but we can say they're extremely complicated, and the average investor not only wouldn't know the components, they wouldn't know how to figure them out.
Okay, so the Hindenburg Open forecasted a crash last August, and market seems to be doing pretty good right now.
A week and a half after the omen came out, the market was down only 0.4%. That's less than 50 points. That can happen in an hour on any given day. That was the low point. Since then, we're up more than 20%. I think the Hindenburg omen itself crashed.
Well, the bottom line here, I think, is don't pay too much attention to these indicators.
You know, because the market's going to go up like 3 out of every 4 years, buy and hold.
And that's what you and I tend to do. Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters Conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.